Zanny Mittenbedos is following the turmoil from her post as economics editor for The Economist magazine. She's on the line with us from Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
We just heard about people questioning the wisdom of demanding more austerity from Greece. Is there any chance that Europeans would approve another bailout without a lot of Greek sacrifice?
I think probably not. I think there will have to be some more Greek sacrifice. They've already agreed the terms with the Greek government, but the question is whether the Greeks can deliver on those terms. And as your very sobering report pointed out, there is growing opposition within Greece to doing so. I think the big question the Greeks have to ask themselves is, would things be better or worse if there was an alternative? And really, the only alternative is to default on their debt in a rather chaotic way. And I suspect things would be much worse in Athens if that happened. But it's clearly getting increasingly politically difficult in Greece to deliver on the very, very stringent demands that the Europeans and the IMF are making.
Although, of course, some Greeks might wonder if there really is no alternative. If the Greek government had to go back to the European Union and the big lenders and basically say, look, we can't deliver politically on this. We need something that's a little bit less draconian. Are you sure the Europeans would not have any room to ease the terms a little bit?
They might. I mean, at the moment they're standing firm. They might well, because the saying goes, if you owe the banker a dollar, it's your problem. If you owe them $1 million, it's their problem. And I think there is
yeah.
really something of that going on here. I mean, the reason the Europeans are terrified of a chaotic Greek default is not frankly because of the consequences on Greece, but because of the consequences on the rest of Europe and on the global financial system. And so you're absolutely right. There could well be some brinkmanship there going on. But I think a sort of a bigger point is, and it's easily forgotten in this, is that Greece actually has to do a lot of these reforms. Maybe not quite so much fiscal austerity is being demanded of them quite so quickly, but the Greek economy really has to be overhauled if it is going to remain in the Eurozone. And that overhaul is going to be very, very painful.
Even though Greece is not so big, is it too big to fail from the point of view of the Europeans and the wider financial community?
That's a big question. Certainly for the past year, they have behaved as though it is too big to fail. There's been a very strong view within Europe that any default by Greece would be catastrophic. And it seems the most likely outcome now, the most likely bad outcome, which would be a kind of chaotic default, a default because people couldn't agree, would indeed have very serious consequences. And I think the knock-on effects are twofold. They sort of confidence and contagion, if you will. I mean, we are already seeing a hit to European financial markets in terms of confidence. We're seeing the knock-on effects here, even in the U.S., on financial markets. And we're seeing it at a time when the U.S. economy is slowing already, when people are already worried. And so it's a rather inopportune time to have a shock. And the second is the fear of contagion. You know, as you say, the Greek economy is relatively small, but Greece owes a lot of money. And a lot of that money is held by European banks in other parts of Europe. Those banks, many of them in turn, raise money from American money market funds. And so you have, the sort of stepping stones to a contagion effect. And even more so, if fear spreads that there'll be other countries in Europe that have to go down the same route. Portugal and Ireland, as you know, already have rescue packages with the Europeans. But there are other countries that are very heavily indebted. So the real sort of fear that drives people, that worries people about this is that this is the beginning of a kind of Lehman II is the phrase.
Oh, Lehman Brothers in the United States.
Absolutely. Europe's Lehman.
Well, we've just got a few seconds here, but do you have a good sense of why the first bailout for Greece was not enough? Because surely they thought it was enough at the time. Just a couple seconds here.
For me, the real answer is that they treated Greece's problems like a liquidity problem, like they just needed a short-term loan to tide them over.
Cash flow.
Exactly, cash flow. But I basically think that Greece is bankrupt. And Greece's debt will have to be restructured. It owes more than it can possibly pay.
Zanny Mittenbedos, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
She is economics editor for The Economist magazine. She spoke with us this morning from Washington.